Hey, good morning to everyone. Honorable members, good morning to all of you. We will start with our meeting for today. And there are some issues that I really need to highlight in terms of how we're going to proceed for today. I'd like us to look at our agenda items and then agree in terms of how we're going to take these matters forward, because I just want to juggle some issues. It's going to remain as it is, but I'll just juggle some few items, others that are last might come first, and thereafter we can be able to also agree on a process that I want to propose based on the background reasons that I'm going to give. But before I do that, let's quickly go through the agenda items and then also the juggling and therefore the process in terms of how it is going to deal with, knowing very well that today our main focus is the BRRR report, which we have to really look into as members. Okay. We will look into all the apologies that we have before us, and we'll then do the adoption of the minutes as outlined on the agenda. We will also do the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendation report, but I will outline the procedure and the process, which will be helpful to members. We'll also discuss the committee strategic planning, annual performance plan. Well, there, we're not going to detail it because the BRRR already just gives us a lot of work, but we're going to actually outline, because remember we did embark on this and we did identify that there are some final aspects of the strategic plan that we need to embark on prior our adoption of that process. We'll also, what is this now? Discussion? Oh, we will also have a discussion on the Media Development and Diversity Agency board vacancy. You remember, Honorable Member, that we discussed last time that we have to start the process of interview of the MDDA board vacancy, and we will also outline that. So I'm going to indicate the approach Okay, before I do that, maybe let me indicate. We do have some few apologies before us that had been brought before me here. Honorable Ngwana, as you would know, it's still recovering. Honorable Mpeti, on study leave. Honorable Gekane, his father is not well, had a stroke, dealing with that situation at home. So those are the apologies that are before me. Remember, this is a meeting largely for members, because we are going to be dealing with our report that we are going to adopt for Parliament. Now, Honourable Members, I will go through, we will take the minutes, deal with them and finish them now. That will be followed by a discussion on the MDDA vacancy that we will just discuss and finalize in terms of the approach. So meaning that 6 will be second. 3 is still there. And then we will come with the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendation report. Members will remember that we did not have sufficient time to deal with the report that is before us. We did, fortunately, last week had a presentation which was taking us through the issues and areas that are highlighted within the report. But because we could not submit the report on time to members, as we indicated the last week, I think that it will be important for me to allow a one-hour break where I just leave members to go through the report on their own. And then we reconvene in an hour where we can then indicate what are the issues that we think we're comfortable with in terms of the structure of the report and what are the issues. And then we can then jointly deal with the recommendations so that it's not a little bit hectic and rushed and we all do not know. So I am proposing that, Honourable Members, and if you're comfortable with it, can we then proceed, Honourable Davis?
Thank you, Chairperson. Are you proposing that we have an hour to go through this document? I would like to object to that proposal. I don't think an hour is enough time to apply our minds to this document. We need at least 24 hours. Thank you.
Okay. Can I just indicate that, members, last week we've gone through an outline of the report. And after going through that outline of the report, part of it was to get a report based on what we've outlined. And I didn't really see members having an objection on that. I understand that, of course, the document could have been distributed last week. Members know that it's very hectic in the committee at the moment, and it's not reasons that are within us. It's there beyond us. For an example, we had, the latter part of last week, we've been seated, with the councillors, state legal people, to deal with the matter. So it's not anything that is deliberate. It is part of the work of this committee, which actually pulled us to different directions. And we had been really dealing with the documentation, very huge documentation, that had to be dealt with the state legal counsel. And therefore, that is the reason why this report could not really arrive on the same day which we indicated to the members. Safe to say, we did go through a presentation last week which highlighted and actually indicated aspects that are contained within the report. And I don't know, in the light of that explanation, there are still objections in terms of the process. Because also, we do have to look into the timing of Parliament in terms of the submissions of reports. Can I get then an indication from all other members in terms of what then do they propose? Because I really believe that we do also need to get on with this task, because we have additional tasks that are coming. For an example, we expect all members to also be here on Monday, and we know that Monday is that day. But we will be requesting them to come to Parliament. So we've got so much on our table, and I would really request members to also be flexible to assist the committee to be able to move with its work so that we're able to also meet other deadlines, unless if there is a very serious objection, which I'm prepared to also listen to. Okay, Honorable Tsedi, Honorable Davis. Is that a hand? Honorable Kalako? Honorable Kalako, in that order.
Chair, I'm of the view that we need to proceed, because I'm afraid if we were to postpone some of these issues, we might land into a situation where we might not have enough members to deal with some of these issues. As you are aware, some of the members are serving other committees. We don't want a situation where there are a lot of apologies on the basis that members could not come, and for us to proceed. So I agree with the approach. Says let's proceed. If there are issues that still need to be processed, they can still be processed in the as we proceed going forward. But I second the motion which says we must proceed with this meeting. As I am now, I was supposed to be in another meeting, and I'm afraid if we were to postpone this one, I'll be part of the next meeting. Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Tsedi. Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I do have a serious objection to doing this in 1 hour. I agree it has been a hectic couple of weeks, and we've got a lot to get through. But that doesn't mean to say that we mustn't use our responsibility to scrutinize public reports and to approve them or reject them as we see fit. We cannot go through a 50-page document that's just landed in front of us this minute. It's just simply not possible. The presentations we had last week were broad brushstroke presentations. The reality is this is the first time that we are seeing this document in front of us. There's absolutely no way that any member of this committee can honestly say that they can apply their mind to this 50-page technical document in 1 hour and then decide whether to approve or reject it. It's simply not possible. So the DA, therefore, has a serious objection.
Okay, maybe just one correction. It isn't a public document. It's the document of the committee. And also, the distribution, it's not distributed now, ne? We distributed yesterday. Yes, we did distribute them yesterday. Actually, members have, slept with the documents in their possession. but we understand what you are raising. Yes.
Can you indicate which members slept with the document? Because we didn't receive this document until 5 minutes ago.
The document was distributed to all members yesterday. And if there was a problem, it has to be checked what went wrong. But the document was distributed by the committee yesterday.
Chairperson, perhaps the Secretariat can advise us on how they distributed the document.
Oh, sorry, I mean emailed. Okay, it's emailed, not distributed. It was emailed to all members. What time was it distributed? On email? In the afternoon, okay.
What time exactly?
It's the afternoon, 4:40.
Can you give us the exact time of the email? 4:40?
Yes. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, we understand what you're saying.
Who did it come from? Which official? From UTEMBI?
Can we then, Honorable Kalako, what are you saying?
No, Chair. Tim Gose's question, they are correct. I received it. When I checked my email, it was just after 5. But I wanted just to maybe in trying to meet each other halfway on this issue. I do agree. It's true what Honorable Member Davis is raising. It might be difficult in an hour to go through, although it's familiar issues. And it's issues in any case which we have dealt with them when we were interfacing with entities throughout. But I'll agree with him that, well, maybe hour might not be sufficient. What I wanted to check was the timelines, time frames for us as a committee to submit this. Maybe that can help to guide us. And then we see if there's a possibility if we still have some bit of a time. But I, as you said, Eli, I know that our committee is packed with all sorts of problems we're dealing with. So I wanted to check if you can just check that firstly, and we see if we are not able to meet each other halfway on this issue.
Okay, honourable members, I can hear what the members are saying. What we'll do, we'll then look into if it's possible for us to meet tomorrow, maybe, even if it's for an hour, and then members should just remain alert. We can defer their report for tomorrow and deal with other areas for now. Honourable Davis?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I've got an even greater objection, because it doesn't seem that we received the documentation yesterday. And if other members of this committee received the documentation and members of the opposition didn't, there's a problem.
Can we deal with those issues of administration outside the minute?
No, I would like to deal with it now, please. There has been a problem which I've raised in the past is that there's separate email lists for different members of this committee. So ANC members get certain emails and the opposition get other emails. I think that has largely been rectified. Well, I thought that had been rectified. I still can't understand why different parties get different emails. We're all on the same committee. We should all get the same emails. I have no record of receiving this document in my email yesterday at the time that the Secretariat says that it was sent. I would like Temin Khosi to please confirm whether myself and other members of the opposition were on that email list. Can you have a look now?
Okay. I'll allow Temin Khosi to speak on the matter. But the issue of emails, we sometimes receive our emails through the PAs. If you don't see my name there, it does not necessarily because I've got a different email. It's because I've got a PA, an executive PA, who circulates my mail, prints it, and also sends whatever. And therefore, let me give time because, but you'd have to deal with that matter because it starts to indicate as if there are agendas in the meeting. And I'll have serious problems if during my course of work then it comes as if there are agendas. As far as I know, the staff of Parliament works according to the way they've been working all along and they're not part of any agenda. Time because, can you proceed?
Thank you, Chairperson. As indicated, Chairperson, the email was sent yesterday at 4:43 to all members of the committee. Chairperson, I must just explain, having received a complaint email from Mr. Davis
that there seem to be distribution lists for ANC members and distribution lists for opposition members. What I did, I went to person and developed another mailing list. And on that mailing list, I took all members of parliament's email addresses after the parliamentary email. Because what happened when Mr. Davis raised that, I'm not sure if he was aware that when he raised that, he was using a Gmail account, which most of these members here were also using private email accounts, which were not those of parliament. So when I developed this new distribution list, which includes Mr. Davis and Ms. Van Wyk and their assistants from the Democratic Alliance, I took all parliamentary members' parliamentary email addresses so that Mr. Davis can also see that all members are there with their parliamentary email addresses, and all their PAs are just copied, are carbon copied on the email. So Mr. Davis does appear here. I will show him the send items after the email. He does appear here with his parliamentary email address as well as Ms. Veronica Van Dijk. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Van Dijk?
I don't use the parliament. I only use my Gmail. So that's the only email address that I use. So I won't repeat the parliament email.
Yeah, you see. You see, okay, Honourable Members, you see, committee meetings are not meant for these things.
Yeah.
We definitely need to work the committee. If also there are also administrative obstacles, I'm sure we can deal with them otherwise. But it is unfair to make an allegation that there are other parties, which are, there's an ANC, there's a DA. I really don't take kind of that kind of an allegation, and I would like us to deal with it. I will pack it. I don't want it to be part of them. It's not part of what we were going to discuss in the meeting. But frankly, it offends if we start to say so-and-so gets so, and we need to clear that. We have to clear it and communicate with all members, because once we start that way, that's a wrong way of really proceeding. I won't allow that as a person, that there will be emails for COPES aside, the ANCs aside, and the ANC and then DA aside. If there was a problem of that nature, we need to look into it, and we need to address Honourable Davis' allegation, because it's already been sent to Thembi Nkosi. So it will circulate, and before it actually becomes blown off proportion, let's deal with it. We'll look into that allegation. Honourable Teddy?
Just for progress sake, I wanted to make a suggestion. But I think those are some of the admin issues which can be handled at the level of the secretariat. But with regard to this particular issue, why don't we agree that we proceed with this particular matter, discuss and allow those who have got inputs? Because personally, I might not be here tomorrow as well, and still open a room for those who will have inputs as you reconvene tomorrow, so that we are able to address the issue that he has raised. Because the trend has all been, especially from the DA, even if we were to postpone this thing by a week, there still be a view which says you must then be allowed to go and seek mandate from the organization. That has always been the trend. So my take is that let's proceed with discussion, allow those who have got inputs to make, and then still open a room for tomorrow if there is a need to reconvene, and allow the interaction that might be happening between now and tomorrow as a compromise position, unlike us finalizing this particular matter today.
What you're raising, Honourable Said, is that as much as we're going to accept that we're going to postpone and allow space to members, as they have raised, but those who want to have a contribution, they contribute, because the possibility is that you might not have the necessary quorum, the same as it is. Okay, the rest I'm leaving it out. Honourable Davis?
Chairperson, I don't agree that this is a compromise, because we need to deliberate on this report. We can't have a situation where you have the members who received the report on time get to discuss it, and the others are excluded. And then the others must meet the next day to give their inputs. This isn't about inputs. If it was just about inputs, then we could just simply write a written input and send it to you. The point of this committee is to meet and deliberate on what's in the report so that we can reach some kind of collective view on it, ideally. That's the ideal position we want to get to, some kind of collective view and support of this review and recommendation report. So I don't agree that we must just simply give inputs, you know, as and when we get the documents, because then we might as well not have committee meetings at all.
We have agreed that we're going to chief the meeting. Let's not get into the details of it. Okay, Honourable said, let's have it Honourable Davis' way. We'll take your opinion, Honourable Davis. We'll look into the dates. When can we meet again? We'll allow member space to discuss. Can we proceed then with other matters? Okay, Honourable Members, can you then take your set of minutes? Because we need to just find out the date when we are supposed to submit now, so that we don't miss the deadline. And then we can work out in terms of the meeting, right? Okay, Honourable Members, let's go quickly through the sets of our minutes. There are three sets of minutes that we're supposed to adopt that are before us. I'll give you the dates right now. It is the date of the 21st, 22nd, and the 28th of October. Am I right? 23rd of October. 23rd, yes, in that order. If members have their copies of the minutes, can we then go through the minutes? I'll guide you per set of minutes. The first one of the 21st of October, it was... It was the AG and the public service presentation in response. It was all the issues that responded to the AG, and it had all those presentations that you can see outlined on the agenda, including all the entities of the public service, of communications. Yes, of course, we could not have the MDDA. It's a matter that we are attending to internally in Parliament, because tabling of Parliament is also a legal aspect, and therefore it's handled by the Speaker. At the moment, I do have a meeting with the Speaker during the day this afternoon on a number of issues. One of the matters is that one of tabling. How do they normally handle it? Because the executive authorities have to table. It's a legal aspect. They have to table the reports on time, and therefore I am guided by the Speaker's office in terms of the way forward, how they're going to handle that. What I heard is that the tabling has happened today. That's extremely late. We've already even processed discussions through the committee, and therefore that matter I will give feedback to the committee how we're going to handle it. It's already not in our hands. We'll be guided by Parliament. Okay, that's where we are. All right, Honourable Members, that is the minutes for the first, for the 21st, and that's in fact, those are issues that relate to the first page of the minutes. If there are no corrections on the first page, can we move to the second page of the minutes? If there are no corrections on the second page, let's go to the third page of the minutes. On the third page of the minutes, if there are no corrections, no amendments, fourth page of the minutes. Fifth page of the minutes, it's starting from 7:14, adjournment. Those are the minutes for the 21st. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes? I am moved by Honorable Kalako, seconda. Seconded by Honourable Ndongeni. Thank you, Honourable Members. Let's take the set of the 22nd October. That was the discussion on the inquiry into the allegation, into the alleged misrepresentation of qualifications by the SABC Board Chairperson, Ms. Z. Chabalala. First page. Second page, Are there amendments, corrections? If not, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Zedi moving for adoption, seconder. Honorable Kalako seconded. Thank you very much, honorable members. The last set of minutes, 23rd, it was on at committee room E249. It's basically just a meeting that was for the postponing. Still based on the inquiry into the alleged misrepresentation of qualifications. Okay. Any adoption? If not, any mover? Honorable Ndong, any moving? Seconded by Honorable Kalako. Thank you very much, honorable members. So we are through with the minutes. We've deferred the BRRR and we'll communicate with members and we hope they'll cooperate and be there once we deal with that. Can we then get to the last part, which is the discussion on the MDDA board agents? Yes. Board vacancy, actually. I have before me the representations from various parties who will be sitting for the shortlist and the interview, meaning that committee becomes a subcommittee of this entire PC. Part of the work of that committee, they go and deal with the work that we need to confirm as a portfolio committee. We need to adopt those names and give them the task and space to go and deal with the work. As soon as they finish with the work, they don't run to Parliament. They come back to the committee, report back if we adopt the report, and then it can proceed to the NA or wherever it's supposed to go. I will announce the names as per party that are before me. We have from the African National Congress, Honorable J.C. Muloi Moropa, who is also the chair, Honorable Kalako, Honorable R.M. Tedi, Honorable D. Kekane, and Honorable Kanako's initial here comes as M. Not L is not there. From the Democratic Alliance, we've got Honorable G. Davis. From the Economic Freedom Fighters, we've got Honorable M. Ndlozi. And we, from the other parties, we've got the Congress of the People, Honorable W. Madisha. So that is the panel that will do the shortlisting and also deal with the interview and get back to the committee. Any mover for the adoption of the names as proposed? Honorable Ndongeni moving. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Van Dyke. Thank you very much, honorable members. Okay. Yeah. I think we are there now. We are at that point. Remember, Honorable Chairperson, item number 5 was a discussion on the strategic planning process, which we have embarked upon thoroughly over a period of 2 days. We did make mention we'll carry out other aspects during the process of the times. I don't know if there are any outlines. I'm sure you should have outlines from Mbombo Maleka and Sandile Nene. Can we have the comments and outline in terms of areas that you think we should proceed with? Okay, you are going to outline it.
Sorry, Chairperson. I wanted to raise something under the discussion item of the MDDA. Is it possible to do that before we continue?
Okay, let me hear your comments, but actually it's not an... Oh, you mean the interview or you mean the reporting process? There are two issues that...
Well, the item just says discussion on the MDDA board vacancy.
Oh, okay. Proceed.
It's come to our attention through the media that Jimmy Manye has been appointed a special advisor in Minister Mutambi's office. In my mind, this would make him unfit to continue as a member, as a board member of the MDDA, because it's a conflict of interest. The MDDA is an independent body that needs to operate at arm's length from the minister. So there would therefore seem to be a conflict of interest with him holding both positions. I would like to establish the committee's position on this potential conflict of interest and what we propose to do about it. We are obviously empowered in terms of the MDDA Act to initiate proceedings to remove a board member if they are disqualified for various reasons, and I believe that he should be disqualified because of this conflict of interest. So I'd just like to hear the views of the committee on that issue.
Okay. I think it's not a complicated matter. It's true. He's now the advisor, as was pronounced, and therefore what it automatically means is that there's a vacancy as well in terms of the MDDA. If you look at the MDDA's board, there's so many appointments that are coming. Part of what would come is just that he's been appointed just now, and therefore that vacancy comes now, because I did inquire on that, and of course it will be a vacancy. It doesn't need us to. There won't be a squabble around that. It's just a straightforward matter which can be attended in accordance to how we should, and therefore we will proceed accordingly as the board. But of course, there are other appointments that are coming possibly, and I'm glad that it came before those other appointments we have set for them, those that are coming, so that we sit at once. We still have other further interviews, and that will also fall within that. Okay.
Chairperson, sorry, can I just get a follow-up on that one, please? Do we know the date at which he was appointed special advisor? Is he already a special advisor? Has it taken effect already? I noticed that he was at the meeting we had on the 21st of October. Because if so, then he needs to resign immediately. But we can't wait for this. I mean, he needs to resign. Otherwise, the committee needs to act very, very quickly to avoid this conflict of interest.
Honourable Member, I was indicating, maybe I was not clear, I indicated that he was only pronounced in the last meeting. That's when we knew, and the Minister did engage with me that he won't be a member anymore. There will be a communication that comes through the Speaker's office. I'm sure they've already done that. You know, there's no squabble on that issue. It's straightforward. He won't be part of the board, of course. There might be resignations and all. And therefore, on that matter, I'm very clear that it has been indicated to us that another vacancy is coming our way based on the appointment of Manyi here, of course. So it was indicated to me. I'm comfortable with it. It's in accordance to also the further interviews that will take place. But obviously, if it was appointment last week, it's still with the Speaker, it will come. I will also raise it maybe on the meeting that I have with the Speaker this afternoon, just to find out how far it is. I don't mind to come and give feedback in the next meeting.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I think we have gone through the process of outlining the strategic plan, the five-year strategic plan of the committee. And as per the last discussions of our meeting, of the workshop, was that we're going to have a third day where we actually discuss the broader implications of the five-year strategic plan to the annual performance plan. The purpose of today really is just to give you a navigation tool between the documents, which I'm hoping will be circulated even before the end of the day. The intention was that we'd have a discussion with the chair at first at length in terms of the contents of the documents, but we have just the first part, not the entire APPs. So I think the intention would be then the honourable members will have to engage the documents prior to us sitting the third day to discuss the actual dates, for instance, in relation to the APPs. So I just wanted to quickly take you through the actual overall strat plan and the relation of this strat plan to the various attachments that will be with it. This is the main document. And as it says on top, it's the strategic plan of the Committee on Portfolio Committee on Communications, and we have about four programs, main programs. The first one being the administration, which looks entirely at the internal affairs of the committee. For that reason, we have six strategic objectives aligned to the first program of the committee, which is the administration. The second program of the committee looks at the impact of the legislative, policy, and regulatory environments, and that is divided into two strategic objectives, of course, outlining all the activities or indicators, rather, in relation to that. And then we'd have the third program with three strategic objectives. the third one looks at primarily how we enhance the committee outreach and oversight function. And the last program looks at international treaties and has only one strategic objective. Now, this being your a reference document, you will notice that what will be circulated to you will be that particular main document. Attached with it will be the individual annual performance plans, right? And you'll notice how they are labeled on top. It'll say SG1. That means strategic goal 1. If we go back to that other document, you'll notice this is the strategic goal of program 1, which is the administration, to provide management, strategic, and administrative support services to the committee in its oversight role of the Department of Communications and its entities. In a sector underpinned by fast-changing technology, it is important that the committee and the department are able to adapt to rapid changes and ensure that the legislative, policy, and regulatory environments are responsive to the changes in such a manner that does not impact negatively on the citizens of the country. So that being the first strategic objective, the document will be outlined as that. How you'll notice it is that it will also have the strategic objective written on the left side of the document with all the indicators. And if you navigate all the way to the other end, you'll see the activities per strategic objective. If we just take one as an example, strategic objective 1, to ensure the department, to ensure that there is stability in the leadership of the department. Sorry. If you go back to the reference document, this is the first strategic objective. It's right here. And it says, oh, sorry, it's at the bottom here. You can't see properly. Sorry. Okay, here it is. It says, to ensure the stability in the leadership of the department and its entities. So, necessarily so, on the APP document, you'll have a particular section dedicated to the first strategic objective with all the activities relevant to this particular strategic objective written on the side. What is of importance to the members, therefore, will be to look at the activities and the dates that we have to deliver with. This is what we'll have to deliberate on when we meet for the third day of the strategic workshop. So if we look at, for instance, the first indicator, which says the committee must continue to fast-track the filling of statutory appointments as mandated by legislation, as well as extend the oversight to include monitoring and evaluation of posts filled and to track long-standing vacant posts at the department and its entities. For instance, we're talking here about the ICASA councillors, for one, the MDDA, which we just discussed now. And you'll notice then that on the far right of the document, where there's activities, of course, I just put numbers there as examples. For instance, in ICASA, we know there's 4 appointments of councillors that need to be appointed to the council and then there'll be a date attached to it. So that would be one of the easy sort of activities to do. But you'll notice as we go down that they become harder of activities to have to put align time and time to an activity. So I think the administration strategic objective or program 1 administration is quite an easier one to manage because it's very internal. So you'll notice that for each of the strategic objectives under program 1, you'll have a separate sheet that represents all the activities related to the, all the indicators related to strategic objective 1 of program 1. Right? I know it sounds a bit too confusing for now, but I'm hoping that what I'm trying to do is just give a navigation so that you understand the relation between the documents. This is still confusing, Chair, I can imagine. So this particular document is your main document. You use it as a reference document to relate to the rest of the documents. Like I've explained, once there's a strategic objective, that strategic objective will have its own sheet with all the activities related to that and indicators related to that strategic objectives. And so I'm hoping that will help at least navigate through the document. What I must also stress is that because of the intensity of the information, I've had to arrange it such that it is printed on A3 paper. So it's already formatted, print ready. You will be sent the electronic copies. Unfortunately, Mr. Foss is not here today, but I can try to print from my office and then put in the members' pigeonholes before the end of business day today. Yes, I'll email it as well. I was just conscientizing that it might be hard to read it on an A4 paper. because of the intensity of the information. So rather, when it's on a big paper, then you're able to see across the entire activities of each of the objectives. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, any issue, members, that you need to raise? But is it much clearer the way he's explained it?
Yeah, no, it's
okay. Okay. All right. No, thank you very much. I think in the light of all this, if there are no other issues that members want to raise, I really thought this must be engaging as well. We will proceed with it. I hope members have understood how it's going to be raised so that when we come back for it, you know, we have all understood it was outlined in terms of how it is. It will be emailed. Members must go through it again, and I'm sure at least this one it will be. Yeah, it will be in this format once it comes to pigeonholes. You know, this is what he actually explained. Okay. All right. Okay, can we then remain with the members that are going to do the shortlisting and the interviews? And maybe the first part of the meeting will be adjourned. Let's then proceed with the next part of those who are remaining for the interviews. Sorry, honourable members, there's something that we also need to clear, particularly from those that are sitting for shortlist. We did also make mention that honourable Kekani has problems at home. But even initially, I'm sure the secretary got it wrong. It was honourable Ndongeni who was supposed to sit in. So honourable Ndongeni, you are part of the interview. Actually, that's the information you got initially. So it will therefore be Moloi Moropa, Kalako, Tsedi, Ndongeni, Davis, Ndlozi, Madisha. Those are the people who are sitting for the interview.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the next one.